ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Muhammad Mahmoud Khalfan, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين Salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Welcome once again to yet another episode of The Bridge, a program in which we try to discuss the different supplications of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, supplications that have come in the form of a prayer manual known as As-Sahifatul Sajjadiyya. We have been discussing, and we just began discussing, the eighth supplication of this prayer manual. Obviously, we are in the introductory discussions and we mentioned the importance of what we call at-takhliya, and that is self-purification, before a person beautifies himself with the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to his level and according to his capacity, and go further to the higher levels of perfection. So when we were discussing this, we mentioned a very important anecdote that Mawlana in his Mathnawi mentions, and that is about Roman and Chinese painters. Both of them say that they were better painters and they were given the opportunity to paint for a certain duration, and a wall was placed for each of them, and in between that wall a curtain was placed. And they were told, whatever kind of brushes you need, whatever kind of colors you need, come and tell us, and we are going to provide for you, but you make the best you can so that we can judge who is better. After a certain duration, or after the duration that was set by the king of the time, the king came and the curtain was taken away. And first he looked at what the Chinese had done, and he was baffled, and he, you know, was overtaken by the beauty of what was presented by the Chinese painters. And when he saw that, he, you know, it was like, it was wonderful. But when he looked at what the Romans did, he saw that the Romans had only polished the whole thing where they had to paint. They hadn't started painting. But that polishing was so beautifully done that there was no taint, and it acted like a mirror that reflected the other painting in even better color and hues and so on, such that the reflection was even a better revelation of the painting than what was painted by the Chinese. And obviously they got the prize of the better painters. Rumi would like to give us actually an example that this is what we should be. We should try to, before painting our hearts with the beautiful characteristics of Allah, we should try to shine it and take all of the taints away, so that, you know, actually the heart reflects the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what we should aspire.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua
and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana
Whenever we would like to go towards Allah. So the first station that, you know, we talk of is At-Tajliya. That means beautification of the apparent. We say that it refers to the apparent laws that have been legislated for the human beings, to adhere to them, to refrain from what has been forbidden. And the second level is known as At-Takhliya, that we are talking of in this dua. And thereafter is what is known as At-Tahliya means self-beautification, after you have cleaned yourself. And thereafter you come to the station of Fana, and Fana is that station whereby you come to realize that the only person who actually exists in the true sense of existence is Allah. And the others that you see, all the other things that you see, are His self-disclosures. He is manifesting in those things. Therefore, the others are all mazahir, the loci of manifestation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they don't have any independent existence. They manifest the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this realization comes about when a person has reached a very high level. So these are the four practical levels that the insightful scholars have mentioned. Obviously, there are different classifications, but in one classification, these are the four levels that are worthy of discussion. This was one thing that we wanted to mention.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Another important point is that if you look at this beautiful supplication, we start with what we call isti'adha, seeking refuge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you notice, we start saying, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika, O Allah, I seek refuge with you. That means, I seek your refuge, O Allah. Here, the subtle fact is that you are seeking refuge of Allah's name, the name Allah itself, which is the all-comprehensive name. Sometimes you are saying, Allahumma, or Ya Rahmanu inni a'udhu bika. Oh, the all-merciful, verily I seek your refuge. But here you are saying, Allahumma, O Allah, I seek your refuge. That means you are seeking refuge of Allah's names, all the names. This is an all-comprehensive name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is one of the best ways that a person can ever seek refuge of Allah. And notice, even in the Holy Quran, when we are told to seek refuge of Allah away from shaitan, we say, فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Then seek refuge of Allah. Not fasta'idh bir rahmani or fasta'idh bir rahimi. No, fasta'idh billahi. That means with all the beautiful attributes, all the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Walillahi al-asma'ul husna. All the attributes of jamal and jalal. All these attributes, you are seeking refuge of Allah, of all these attributes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, away from shaitan. And that means a lot. That means that, you know, in all dimensions, you are asking Allah to protect you. In the dimension, in the personal dimension, in the social dimension, in the political dimension, in the economic dimension, all the dimensions, you are actually asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to equip you, to be powerful and to be protected from all the different calamities and all the different things that shaitan would try to insinuate to you about in all the different dimensions. Inshallah, we'll continue with our discussion in our next session. We come to the end of the program. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'soomin.
That was the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Khalfan, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهن عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد